This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Governor Peter Shumlin announced yesterday he will not seek re-election to a fourth two-year term. And the governor joins us now on the line to talk more about this decision. Governor Shumlin, thanks so much for being with us today on Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me on.
Now, you and I spoke just a couple of weeks ago, and I asked towards the end of that interview whether you needed another term to get done all the things you wanted to get done. And, you know, you were noncommittal about that, but you did express in no uncertain terms how much you love being governor of this state. I have to wonder if you had already made up your mind when we spoke that you were not going to run again, or is this the case of you making the decision more recently than that?
No, Mitch, truthfully, I have always felt that a six-year term is perfect for a Vermont governor. And then I thought that as the time drew closer, as often happens in life, maybe I'd find all kinds of reasons why that wasn't true. But that didn't happen. It's been an extraordinary privilege. I've got 18 months of hard work left to do. But by January 17, I feel that we will have completed everything that I wanted to get done, with one exception.
That exception being, I'm guessing, health care?
Yes, half of health care. As you know, I wanted to move us to a publicly financed system where Vermonters had health care simply because they were Vermont residents. In other words, no more premiums, a tax-financed system. That's not going to happen no matter how long I stay. And I also felt very strongly that if we don't get health care costs under control, it will bankrupt us, every single Vermonter, frankly, businesses. So I think we will get that done by moving Vermont, or being on the road to move Vermont, from a fee-for-service-driven system where we chase quantity of health care to one where we pay for quality. And I'm excited about that.
Governor, you've talked about this decision, and you're thinking, you know, 6 years is a pretty good time. I have to ask, though, if you had won the 2014 election in a landslide, rather than getting less than 50% of the vote, having the legislature decide the outcome, I mean, if the numbers had been well above 50% that the voters of Vermont wanted you back in office, would you be running next year?
No.
Even if you had won a landslide victory?
It makes absolutely no difference, Mitch. Listen, I have been winning tough fights all my life, and I win them. And had I chosen to seek another term, I believe that we would have not only won, but would have won big, because it's a presidential year. If you just look at Vermont politics today, and frankly nationally, Democrats have tough times in off years. We do very, very well in presidential years. We're going into a presidential year. I'm confident we would have won big.
Now, you're still in office, as you say, for another 18 months, and there's another legislative session where you will still be governor. How difficult do you think it will be, though, by announcing this early that you're not seeking reelection, to have legislators take your agenda seriously?
Well, Mitch, that's a funny way that we look at it here in Vermont, because let's remember, we're only one of two states that run for governor every 2 years. Everyone else has four-year terms. Most of my fellow governors in America get 2 4-year terms. They have 1 4-year term where they're running for reelection, and another 4 years where they don't have to do anything, where their judgments are not questioned based upon they're doing something because they want to get reelected. So I actually think this is a huge help to me and to Vermont and to my hardworking team, because everything that we do will not be seen as, oh, you know, you're trying to get your boss, in the case of my cabinet and my hardworking administration, or myself, reelected. We're able for 18 months to do what is right for Vermont and not be questioned every step of the way that we're politically motivated.
But at the same time, there's political realities here, and you've already heard that a lot of folks are moving into position to possibly succeed you. I mean, won't this be a lack of focus, perhaps not so much for you, but for the rest of the folks in Montpelier, as they're looking at possibly, you know, what they need to do to maybe take over the governor's office?
I think we're underestimating Vermont's democracy and putting too much thought into being political pundits. Listen, I have accomplished in 4.5 years, we have as a team, more than I ever dreamed possible. I came in as governor, we had lost 10,000 jobs since 2008. Since 2011, we've created 16,000 new jobs. We're the first state in America that has universal pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds. That's huge, giving every Vermonter a strong start. We've got 2 years of free college. We've created literally 16,000 jobs since I came on, 7,000 of them just in the last year. We've got our employers begging us for more trained employees. That was not the case when I came on. We have an extraordinary list of accomplishments, and I don't think that legislators sit there and go, is this a political year? We all got to run for office. Let's not get anything done. I think quite contrary to that, The beauty of Vermont's democracy is that we've got a citizen legislature that gets up there, rolls up their sleeves with the governor, puts most party politics aside, and gets really important things done for Vermont.
Right. And Governor, what is your main focus going to be in the rest of the time you have left in office, especially in this last legislative session when you'll still be governor?
Well, Mitch, it's not going to change from what I have been doing all along, and I don't think Vermonters expect me to suddenly change. I am devoted to making this economy work for every single Vermonter. I feel incredibly privileged that I was born and raised in a state, grew up as a kid with, you know, fighting dyslexia, didn't have a lot of folks didn't think it was going to be an easy ride for me. And I've had extraordinary success in Vermont. I ran for governor not because I wanted to be a career politician. I have no interest in doing that. I've always wanted to go back to frankly, being a business person, which is what I do. But I really wanted to give back to the state that I love. And we have made this economy, made some really important steps to make this work for every Vermonter. The way we're going to continue to do that in the next 18 months is by getting to a more affordable health care system, or it's going to bankrupt us, by actually putting in place the universal pre-K with quality programs that are so important to every Vermont kid's future, by passing paid family leave, and continuing to make progress on criminal justice reform, the heroin challenges we've been facing, and all of the issues that we've been working so hard on.
And briefly, Governor Shumlin, can you see yourself endorsing any particular candidate to succeed you?
I won't get into endorsing particular candidates. What I can tell you is that we have done so much, and any governor feels that one of the things I want to make sure is that that's not undone. So I very much want to see a Democrat-elected governor of the state. I think it's going to make a real difference going forward for jobs, economic opportunity, for fighting for those who've been struggling. Democrats win in presidential years. I think we've got a real shot to break the cycle this time. I know it's been going Democrat-Republican since 1963, but I think because I'm opening this up for a presidential year, we got a really good shot at winning, and I think Vermonters appreciate the work that we've been doing, and they don't want to see it undone.
Governor Peter Shumlin, I want to thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Mitch.